Welcome to the Flow Life Podcast, where we explore the journey of personal growth, setting boundaries, and prioritizing self-care. I'm your host, Ashley, and I'm here to share my own experiences and insight on how to live a balanced and fulfilling life, all while staying grounded in my faith and love for God. I'll also be sharing tips and tricks on how to take care of ourselves through mindfulness and an intentional lifestyle. I emphasize the importance of being a kind and compassionate human being. And of course, I'll be sharing my own personal passion for my love of plants. I'm growing with my plants, baby. So join me on this journey of growth, kindness, and self-care. Let's grow together because you too can flow through this thing called life. There's a lot of things ending and a lot of things beginning, and I'm welcoming it all. Welcome to the Flow Life Podcast, where we discuss ways to improve your mental and emotional well-being. I'm your host, Ashley, and today we're going to talk about the power of positive self-talk. Changing negative self-talk into positive self-talk can be challenging for some because it requires recognizing and challenging negative thoughts and beliefs that may have been ingrained for a long time. Additionally, negative self-talk can serve as a coping mechanism for dealing with stress or difficult situations, and changing it may mean facing difficult emotions or past experiences. It may also be difficult to change negative self-talk if there is a lack of understanding of what positive self-talk is, or if there's a lack of skill in identifying and reframing negative thoughts. So before we dive into how to create positive self-talk, let's first define what it is. Positive self-talk is a practice of talking to yourself in a positive and encouraging way. It's the internal dialogue that you have with yourself throughout the whole day, and it can greatly impact your mental and emotional well-being. Positive self-talk is important because it can help you develop a more positive outlook on life, while increasing your self-esteem and confidence, and even improve your physical health. Because we all know when you feel good, you look good. And when you look good, you damn sure feel good. You feel me, friend? Now, negative self-talk, on the other hand, can lead to feelings of depression, anxiety, and low self-worth. It's given. Don't be ashamed, friend. We've all been there. So let's get into how we create positive self-talk for ourselves. The first step is to become aware of your negative self-talk. This means identifying the negative thoughts and beliefs that you have about yourself. Once you become aware of them, you can then challenge and change them. Yes, all right, it's given growth, baby. It's given heal, baby. So after we create this positive self-talk for ourselves, we then can start practicing gratitude. So friend, let's start each day by thinking of something that you're grateful for. And then at the end of each day, reflect on something positive that has happened and journal about it. Another way to create positive self-talk is to surround yourself with positive people and positive messages. This can be through social media, books. Ooh, you know, I love me a good book. And by listening to a podcast, aka my podcast. And finally, engage in positive affirmations. Y'all know I'm the queen of these. I stay posting on IG, TikTok, and Twitter affirmations all day, every day. It's a part of my language. I'm bilingual in affirmations. For those who need more clarification on what affirmations are, it's basically the practice of repeating positive statements to yourself, such as, I am strong, I am worthy, and baby, I am enough. You know, you got to make it special to you, but make sure the affirmations you say over yourself have significant meaning. It's power in your words. Power of the tongue, y'all. Literally. I'm childish. Let me get back to it. I want you to feel good about yourself. So if you need some help and guidance on starting, just use the three affirmations I just provided. I need you to sit up, put your back straight, relax, close your eyes, and I need you to take a deep breath. On the count of three, you're going to take a deep breath. One, two, three. That felt good, didn't it? All right. Now we're going to say those three affirmations together. I am strong. I am worthy. And I am enough. This will get you started. Repeat these affirmations to yourself throughout the day, and eventually, they too will become part of your internal dialogue. Self-talk has several benefits, including improving your mood, because it helps improve your mood while reducing feelings of anxiety and depression. It also increases your self-esteem by focusing on positive thoughts and affirming one's own abilities. Self-talk is amazing because it can help boost your self-esteem and your confidence. It also increases one's motivation and encourages a person to take action towards achieving their goals. Physically, positive self-talk can improve one's performance because it's used as a tool for setting and achieving goals while managing your stress and enhancing performance in a variety of settings, including sports, work, and academics. One thing I absolutely love about positive self-talk is being able to make better decisions. Think of it. When you speak life into yourself by using positive self-talk, it helps guide you by talking through all your options and potential outcomes. Positive self-talk helps in making decisions because you are able to think clearly and evaluate the pros and cons of different choices you may make. Positive self-talk gives you a better ability to cope with stress. I'm talking about being able to better understand and manage your own emotions and compartmentalize feelings, which can easily be beneficial in situations of high stress. It's important to note that self-talk can be positive or negative, and negative self-talk will have negative effects, such as a lower self-esteem and a negative effect on your decision-making and your interactions. So let's recap today's episode. As we evolve in the light of being disciplined, we must change our negative self-talk into positive self-talk. I want you to take these gems with you and apply them as you flow throughout your week. Like I mentioned, affirmations. Repeat positive statements to yourself. And I'm going to give you some new ones to write down in your journal, such as, I am strong, I am capable, and I am present. Use these to help build back your self-confidence and counteract those unwanted negative thoughts. Reframing. We are going to look at our situation in a different way. Rather than focusing on the negative aspects, try to find the positive in it. For example, instead of saying, I can't do this, try replacing that with, I can do this. I just need to try a different approach. And remember, gratitude is the attitude. Practice expressing gratitude for the things in your life. For example, for me, I'm always saying I am grateful for my life, my health, and my strength. And you can also say things like, I am grateful for my friends and family as well. Visualization is everything. So I need you to imagine yourself achieving your goals and experiencing positive outcomes. This can help to increase motivation and reduce anxiety. Ooh, this one is my favorite, mindfulness. Practice stillness and being in the present. So put your damn phone down, turn your notifications off, and truly unplug. Practice being present in the moment and focus on your breath and observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You can meditate, pray, and journal every morning and every evening. Discipline and encouragement is key. So discipline yourself as you would encourage a friend, using positive and kind words rather than criticism and self-doubt. And perspective is personal. Try to maintain a balanced perspective and remind yourself that setbacks and failures are a normal part of life. You can learn from all experiences. So learn from them and grow. It's important to keep in mind that changing negative self-talk into positive self-talk takes time and practice. So give yourself grace and be patient with yourself and try different techniques to find what works best for you. Remember, positive self-talk takes practice, but it's worth it. By becoming aware of your negative thoughts, challenging and changing them, practicing gratitude, and surrounding yourself with positive people while engaging in positive affirmations, you can start to create a more positive internal dialogue within your mind. Thank you for listening to the Flow Life Podcast. I'm your plant bestie, Ashley, and join me next week for another topic on how to improve your mental and emotional well-being. And remember that you too can flow through this thing called life. Check you next time. Thank you.